The European region. A. Area, 4 million square miles. B. Population, 300 million. C. Capital, Geneva. The European region was an anomaly in several ways. In area, it was far the smallest, not one-fifth the size of the tropic region in area, and not one-fifth the size of the eastern region in population. Geographically, it was only somewhat similar to pre-atomic Europe, since it excluded what had once been European Russia and what had once been the British Isles, while it included the Mediterranean coasts of Africa and Asia, and, in a queer jump across the Atlantic, Argentina, Chile, and Uruguay as well. Nor was it likely to improve its relative status vis-à-vis the other regions of Earth, except for what vigor the South American provinces lent it. Of all the regions, it alone showed a positive population decline over the past half-century. It alone had not seriously expanded its productive facilities or offered anything radically new to human culture. "Europe," said Madame Chagachovska in her soft French, "is essentially an economic appendage of the northern region. We know it, and it doesn't matter." And as though in resigned acceptance of a lack of individuality, there was no map of Europe on the wall of the Madame Coordinator's office. "And yet," pointed out Byerly, "you have a machine of your own, and you are certainly under no economic pressure from across the ocean."
"A machine? Pah!"
She shrugged her delicate shoulders and allowed a thin smile to cross her little face as she tamped out a cigarette with long fingers.
"Europe is a sleepy place, and such of our men as do not manage to emigrate to the tropics are tired and sleepy along with it. You see for yourself that it is myself, a poor woman, to whom falls the task of being vice-coordinator. Well, fortunately, it is not a difficult job, and not much is expected of me. As for the machine, what can it say but do this and it will be best for you?"